What do you call that big thing down? That was a what down the middle of the house?
Well, part of these old, what's called antebellum homes or pre-Civil War homes, they call them cross halls. And you open the doors on all four corners and got draft or circulation through there in reference to having cooler in the summertime, you know. Well, actually, as far as the halls down there is concerned, did you go in the house?
Yes, sir.
Well, that one was what you call a tea hall.
Uh-huh.
And the front door, you see, you could open it, and then at the on each end there, though it was double doors on each end there.
Yeah.
But my brother had those enclosed, and I'd say he did that about 30 years ago. Fact of business, it wasn't running water. Well, no such thing as running water when that house was built. So I don't know, before I was born, my father used part of what used to be the dining room, adjoining what my sister-in-law uses for a kitchen now, is what we used, what my father had fixed for a bath.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother added also at the end of one of those halls, he closed those doors up and put a nice bath in there. And then on the other end, he just closed it up in order to keep it, make it easier to heat and so forth. But of course the house had upstairs in it, you know. There's two bedrooms up there.
How'd you get up from the...
There's a stairway.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't notice it, but...
Wait, I did see it. It was
curved stairway.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of these big open stairways. It'd go through a door and up.
I saw that. That was
interesting. Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that. But as for what about what you had in the house, in other words, when you were coming up, did y'all have a lot of...
Well, of course, there was no such thing as radios and TVs. I don't know.
You know, like what you had to sit in or...
Well, as far as furniture is concerned, I guess there's one rocking chair in this house, way down on the other end of the house that was there. The furniture was similar to what we have now.
Yeah.
I do remember that the screens wasn't too good. I remember we used what they call screen nets that went over a frame and hung over your bed to keep the mosquitoes from bothering you. And
they were bad here.
Huh? Yeah. But
okay.
Actually, far as in my lifetime, my father bought what they called a Delco plant. That was a battery.
Carbide?
No, it was battery operated electric. In other words, we had electric lights back as far as I can remember. Now, I don't know when he bought that thing. Now, whether it was, I was born in 13, I told you. Well, I don't know when my father bought that light plant, but we had electric lights back as far as I can remember, but we didn't use electric irons. Later, I think they did have electric iron that worked off that thing. That thing is 32 volt. And there's just a motor out there with a generator on it that charged batteries, and it was just a row of batteries, two rows of batteries, across one side of a wall in a building there. 32 volt light system is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, far as in my lifetime, well, there was a water tank there. And so we had running water in the house, except that the water was caught off the roof in the gutters, see. And so part of the year we didn't have water, that is running water. But we had the well in the backyard is what we used for water, and we had to carry it, you know, when there wasn't any in that tank.
Is that so? It isn't a big cistern type thing, right?
Well, this tank just set up on some legs. It set up high enough that it was above floor level in order that it would run into the house.